USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of landlords and real estate companies filed a legal challenge in a Washington, D.C. district court to the Biden administration's new national eviction moratorium, barring evictions for most of the United States through October 3rd. The group filing an emergency motion asking the court to enforce the Supreme Court's recent order that the CDC could not extend the moratorium without new legislation. COVID cases are still on the rise in the United States. White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients opening a briefing and saying the spike is being fueled by several states with the lowest vaccination rates.
Over the past 7 days, Florida and Texas have accounted for about one-third of new cases and more than one-third of new hospitalizations nationwide.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Working remotely became the new norm during the coronavirus pandemic, and a new survey shows many people want to continue working remotely.
The new survey shows that American workers would be willing to give up a little of their paycheck to keep working from the home office. The poll from insurance provider Breeze showed that 65% of respondents would be willing to take a 5% pay cut to work from home full-time, with 15% saying they'd be willing to take a cut as large as 25%. A majority of respondents said that given the option, they'd be willing to part with paid time off if given the option to work from home full-time. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four prosecutors are looking into possible criminal charges against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. That's after the release of the state attorney general's report accusing him of sexually harassing nearly a dozen women. District attorneys in Albany, Manhattan, Westchester, and Nassau have opened criminal investigations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker became the latest governor to issue a vaccine requirement for some state workers. Pritzker also announcing a mask mandate for students in preschool through 12th grade. The mandate applying to both public and private school students. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CNBC why he's not a fan of government-issued mask mandates.
My view is we should have no COVID mandates. What does that mean? That means no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. We shouldn't step into a regime where the government says, show us your papers if you want to do the basic activities of life. And I got to say, this argument, there's a lot of self-righteousness in this debate back and forth. For adults, you're entitled to make decisions. You know what? Smokers, when they light up a cigarette, they're increasing their chances they're going to get lung cancer. That may not be a wise decision to do, but in America, we give people the freedom to make decisions about their own health, even if we don't approve of the decisions they make.
A wildfire is continuing to burn through an old gold rush town in Northern California.
Two massive California wildfires have officials calling for new mandatory evacuation orders to thousands of people in the Golden State's north overnight. The Dixie Fire, California's biggest blaze, destroyed houses and businesses as it burned through the small town of Greenville, north of Sacramento. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.